of Chingo Working Group. First, we would like to welcome the participation here in the working group of Mr. Saad Al-Faraji and his report. I had the honor of participating to a few regional consultations, the one in Geneva and Ethiopia, and also to the expert meeting now in Dakar. And we are really looking forward for the guidelines of the Special Rapporteur on the implementation of the right to development, because we are confident that all the work done that has been really participatory, and we appreciate the fact that now the draft that you will develop will be further put under for receiving inputs also for all the other stakeholders from here to September. This is a great example of a participatory approach in this issue, and that also the working group is carrying out, and we should going in this direction. We are also glad that you will present the report on disaster risk reduction and right to development at the next General Assembly. Unfortunately, we were not able to be in time and to contribute actively to your call for inputs. We would like just to raise one for us, an important issue that maybe you can consider to take and to bring at the General Assembly. The fact that the implementation of the right to development and the speedy implementation of the right to development in the issue of disaster risk reduction will be really a sort of preventive solidarity, of that solidarity ante factum that goes to take out the root causes of vulnerability of many countries and many people in front of calamities, of risk that also for climate or other issues, natural disasters can occur. It's really going into the direction of a preventive solidarity, as the independent expert on international solidarity and human rights were also underlying in the draft declaration. So we would like just to give this small contribution to your report. Thanks.